The return now will be Lilirishmas Goldabas Avram Alevi. It's hard to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's good to be back, but it's very, very hard to leave Eretz Yisrael. We had the chance over the course of the summer, a chance to spend the summer with around 30 of our young men, together with another couple hundred from communities throughout North America and excuse me, Eretz Yisrael, and Tzitzwa Kol. See a couple of familiar faces here right now. Over the course of the summer, we had a chance in the morning to work on the fourth parak of Brachas, which is devoted to a topic that makes a very significant appearance in Parshas Ekev. That's the topic of Tefillah. The Gemara B'nai of Tanis tells us that the phrase that recurs seven times over the course of Chumash Devarim, Avodas Hashem B'leiv, the idea of to love B'chol Avavchem, Avatzim Hashem B'keichem B'chol Avavchem, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the heart, so that's the reference. Gemara Tanis tells us that's the reference to Tefillah. The Rambam understands that is a real drasha gemura d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day based on that phrase. We usually think of avos Hashem as being something that involves our hands. Certainly avos hakarbanos to worship HaKadosh Baruch with our lay. The gemura understands as a reference to tefillah. So hopefully, of course, in the next couple of weeks we'll have opportunities to dive here together into some of that Torah Eretz Yisrael, to dive into some of those sugyas. And they're beautiful, rich, and very practical. For now, I want to take the next couple minutes just to look at one intriguing thread of one of the opening sugyas. Baruch Chazal and Bey wants to know, even if you follow the Rambam, that tefillah, daily tefillah, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, certainly the idea of davening three times a day, shachar, mincha, and marv, that is takana d'rabbanan. The girl wants to know, where is that rooted in? Is that rooted in the schedule of karbanos in the days of Mikdash? You had the morning talmud, the afternoon talmud, and then there was avodah that had to be done at night as well, burning, taking care of the leftovers from the course of the day. Or are the tefillos avos tikkun? Were they originally instituted by Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? And the Gemara quotes a brisa that mentions a reference to Avraham davening shachris, reference to Yitzchak davening Mincha, right before he meets his future wife Rivka, and a reference to Yaakov Avinu davening Maariv right before when he pauses on his way from Eretz Yisrael to Haran, right before he goes to sleep in Makar Mikdash and has the nevuah of the ladder. So the Gemara raises that as a possibility that tefillos were Avram was tikkun, Avram tikkun shachris, Yitzchak tikkun Mincha, and Yaakov tikkun Arvis. The Tosfos begins to ask a question that others, a number of Achronim, pick up on and amplify, which is it's hard to make the argument that Avram only davened shachris. That Yitzchak was the first to daven mincha. The Gemara Yuma speaks about Avram davening mincha on the early end of the afternoon. Some daven mincha gedola, some daven mincha ketana. The Gemara says an example of Arvinu's zrizim makdim lemitzvos is he davened. He davened as soon as the sun begins to tip west, the very beginning of the afternoon. It was Erech. The Avram davened mincha. And moreover, others pick up on the fact that on that very same Amud, the Yuma Daf Chavchaz, Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu broadly kept all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs Rabbanan. So, mincha, ma'ariv. How can we say that Avram tikkun shachris, b'Yitzchak tikkun mincha, Yaakov tikkun arvis? Avram is ready to daven all of them. Maybe it's like Yaakov davened all of them as well, but Avram got there first to all three. Meaning that Avram's only tikkun shachris. So the Marsha raises this question in a very terse way, and he gives two, and very briefly gives two answers. Now one, he says, well, maybe it's true that Avram davened all the tefillos, but maybe we're only talking about the tefillah that we find each Av davening. Or maybe it's a tefillah that each Av took most enthusiastically based on his midah. What those two things mean? Don't look at the tefillah we find him davening. We just discovered that Avraham davened all three. And what do you mean each one took his tefillah most seriously based on his midah? I think the first idea of the Marsha, yeah, we're looking for the tefillah that we find each Av davening. I think what that means is we find references in the Chumash. Because we can deduce, if we know the Avram kept Kol Torah Kulos, then we can deduce a davening mincha marv, but the Chumash refers to Aaron davening Shabbos. The Chumash refers to Yitzhak davening mincha, and the Chumash refers to Yaakov davening marv. And I think the significance of that, the Rav points out that throughout Perek Tefillos HaShachar you find references to the need to find models in Tanakh for how to daven. It can't just be that there are 18, 19 brachas in Shema Yisrael because that's the number of topics. No, there has to be a reference in Tanakh. That's a significant way, prophetically significant way to daven, 18 parts. If Shabbos Yom Tov Shema Yisrael is 7 brachas, it's not just because that's the number of topics, it's because we find reference in Tanakh to a 7-part bracha. The Rav suggests, in a very beautiful drasha, that we think of tefillah as an obligation, but it's also a radical opportunity. It's almost audacious that we can approach HaKadosh, we can knock on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door and request an interview, request a meeting wherever you want. It's a remarkable idea. We need license to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're looking for models in Tanakh. The most fundamental models in Tanakh, the Marshal seems to be saying, are Avram in the morning, Yitzhak in the afternoon, and Yaakov at night. So yes, we can deduce that they daven different fields, but where it appears in Tanakh, that's the most significant. Maybe another time we'll have a chance, maybe next time we'll have a chance to begin to dissect that other idea that although they davened all the tefillos, each one took his tefillah most energetically because of his midah. What's the midah of Avram to do with Shacharis, the midah of Yitzhak with Mincha, the midah of Yaakov with Marvin? We'll pick up with that later next time.